Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle, here with my co-host Gary LaRude. This episode, we're going to continue our coverage of the May IMS and 5G issue, our largest of the year. As a reminder, our cover feature is written by GSMA Intelligence, and they cover low power consumption 5G networks. It's based on an in-depth research report they did on power efficiencies for 5G networks. Green is a new black. And again, we carried that over to our cover here with the green feature, and it's actually augmented reality enabled. So
cool.
We want everybody to point their camera and frame the cover and see what kind of experience they get digitally.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So we covered the technical features in the last episode. How about the product features?
Product features, we've got a couple in this episode from Aravant, a dual polarized quad ridge horn antenna that covers 6 to 44 gigahertz, a pretty broad bandwidth with 45 degree beam width. And it's a great general purpose antenna, could be used for demos and test and measurement applications. And then from Sivers Semiconductors, we have a 16-channel beamforming transceiver IC that covers the full 57 to 71 gigahertz unlicensed band. And it has very consistent performance across the full band. And it's available either as the packaged RFIC or mounted on a board with 16 antenna elements, which would make it easier to use in an actual system.
So for tech briefs, we had single and multi-channel VSGs from Anapico, and that covers 10 megahertz to 40 gigahertz. We also had multi-port cables performing to 65 gigahertz for board-to-cable connectors from Samtech. We also had Modelithics expanding their library of models to the ANSYS HFSS models. And finally, we had Spectrum Instrumentation, and they had a new I.O. board that offers logic analysis and pattern generation.
Wow, lots of products going on for products
in this issue. And speaking of products and turning to the news, Marky Microwave introduced a 53 gigahertz mixer. It's surface mount and for low power applications that demand high linearity. It's the MM1-1453 LSM that works well as both an up and down converter in test and measurement equipment, satellite communications, and millimeter wave 5G and radar designs. It's a passive double balanced mixer with only 8 dB of conversion loss and has IF response from DC to 22 gigahertz. The LO to RF isolation is 56 dB. And for higher LO drive levels, Marky offers the MM1-1453 HSM, and that supports both mixers with broadband millimeter wave driver amplifiers. So the Marky Microwave mixers can be found at RFMW as their distributor, so you can visit rfmw.com for more information on those. So also in the news, we saw that Raytheon Technologies teamed up with GlobalFoundries, and they're going to commercialize GaN on silicon technology. So Raytheon will license their process technology to GlobalFoundries in their Burlington, Vermont facility, Fab 9. And they'll try to meet some of the 5G and 6G applications. This is a really interesting development. You and I had a lot of discussion about it.
Yeah.
We weren't really aware that Raytheon was working on this, but they have presented some papers of GaN on silicon processing. But we've seen MACOM try to commercialize it with STMicro. And to date, I don't know that they've qualified anything with any vendors. The only one I've seen actually selling it is Ohmic, and that's kind of for medium power applications. So we'll definitely be following this. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I think this comes out of some of the funded research that DARPA and Air Force Research Labs have done to a number of companies for their what they call heterogeneous integration. So it's really interesting. I think Raytheon looks like they have a great process.
So what did you see in the news?
So several other items in the news. Qualcomm has added some features to their Snapdragon X65 5G modem to RF system. They now will cover standalone networks at millimeter wave as well as 200 megahertz carriers, which is a requirement at millimeter wave for the China 5G spectrum. And they also have added some Release 16 features that improve power efficiency of the system, so battery life in the phone is going to last longer. And then the one other thing I wanted to mention is we're familiar with Open RAN. Well, the Telecom Infra Project has announced basically an Open Wi-Fi initiative that's very similar to Open RAN, except just think about it in the Wi-Fi space. So they're focusing on the enterprise access points. They're trying to reduce the barriers of entry for new entrants, and that will spur innovation and reduce cost of the ecosystem. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops if it takes off like Open RAN.
Yeah, everything's open now. Open RF, Open RAN, SOSA for the military.
So right.
Everything is an open architecture these days.
Yeah.
So turning to events, IMS is coming up. So it's a hybrid event, first time ever it's gone hybrid. There'll be an in-person event starting June 6th in Atlanta. They are taking COVID precautions, so if you're comfortable, you know, coming, please show up, and you'll get the same level of registration for free to the virtual event. And then 2 weeks later, starting June 20th, we'll have the virtual version. So that's also going to be a full conference and exhibition. There'll be online booths, new product announcements, and you can watch the conferences there. Anything you miss, you'll be able to see on demand for a month. So it's a really good kind of best of both worlds having the hybrid event.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, it's interesting, the joint IMS-RFIC plenary that's taking place in Atlanta, and there are a couple of great speakers and interesting topics. The CTO from Honeywell is going to be talking about reimagining the future, smart and connected solutions, and of course that's kind of a theme of the event. And then they also have the CTO of Texas Instruments who's going to speak about new horizons for millimeter wave sensing, and that will include such things as radar, imaging, and spectroscopy. So it should be very interesting technical presentations. And that's it for this episode of Frequency Matters. We want to thank you for watching. We want to thank our sponsor, RFMW. They're a pure play distributor, and they represent all the leading companies in the RF, microwave, and millimeter wave space. So the next time you have a project to start, start at the RFMW website. Thanks for watching, and we'll be back in a couple weeks for the next episode of Frequency Matters.